Okay, everybody back in your seats. I'm going to turn it over to Paul Howard. Consideration of policy changes to the handbook, tab one.
If you look in tab one, number six, I'm going to try to go through this real quickly so we can get on to Herring. Item number one, the chairman already informed you that Dr. Steve Cadron and J.J. McGuire have been appointed chair and vice chair. Number two, the executive committee also approved two new additions to the 15-member SSC, Dr. Patricia Pinto da Silva and Dr. Michael Fogarty. And number three will require a motion. If you look at the the handbook and the Science and Statistical Committee section of the handbook, we will need a motion to change the SSC membership and operations from 15 to 17, and also change the SSC recommendations from a quorum will be defined as 8 SSC members is necessary for the development of any SSC ABC recommendation. So those are two. We need a motion to approve that policy. And briefly, we have gone to 17 members, and the Roberts Rules allows the council to decide whatever. A quorum doesn't have to be a majority of the new 17, which would be 9. You can establish a quorum for whatever number you want under Roberts Rules, and we're saying, and the executive committee approved, that we remain at 8 out of 17. SSC members shall be present when developing recommendations for ABC. So that's the first motion. If someone could just say so moved.
Moved by Jim Fair, seconded by Rip Cunningham. Discussion? Ready for the question? All those in favor, raise your hand. Thirteen in favor, opposed, abstentions. Motion carries 13-0-0.
Okay, number four, Mr. Chairman, we'll also need a motion. At the executive committee, we discussed trying to keep the whole council more informed about what's going on at SSC members, and for them to provide input as made available by the SSC chair at SSC meetings. So the executive committee approved is recommending a new change to our council member compensation policy, which is in our handbook. And the change will be under authorization. It states now the executive director's extended blanket authority to compensate members for attendance at regular meetings of the council and at meetings of committees for which they are members. And we will also add a section now with this motion that says, as well as meetings of the Science and Statistical Committee. So by this change, you will be invited, and anyone who attends the SSC meeting will be compensated and travel. So if someone could say so moved, we'll vote on that one.
Moved by Jim Fair, seconded by Rip Cunningham. Discussion? Ready for the question? All those in favor, raise your hand. 14. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Okay.
One abstention.
A last motion, the executive committee discussed and developed a recommendation for the council to approve about issues that should be remanded back to the SSC. And if you look at the memo from me to the executive committee, March 23rd, 2010. this would become the new policy if approved. The council may remand back to the Science and Statistical Committee its ABC recommendation based on the following criteria. One, failure of the committee to follow the terms of reference provided to it by the council. B, an error in fact or omission in materials provided to the committee. C, an error in fact in the calculations, if any, undertaken by the committee in developing its ABC recommendation. And D, failure of the committee to follow its standard operating procedures. If any of those four issues or instances occur, then the council can remand the ABC recommendation back to the SSC. Need a motion to approve that.
Moved by Dave Preble, seconded by Rip Cunningham. Discussion. Mary Beth.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was just curious. I know that we did send back a couple of ABC recommendations to the SSC, and wondering if they fit within these guidelines that you're proposing here. I mean, in Herring, I'm not sure that we had an error in calculation when we sent it back.
I think B is, Pat, if you'd look at B and help me out, wouldn't B fall into some of the remands that we had? With Red Crab, certainly, maybe.
Certainly with Red Crab. I think all but Herring actually have taken into account new information when they've recalculated the ABCs. What they did with Herring was retain the initial recommendation, but they also gave you all a range to choose from so that the council could decide the level of risk that you wanted to take in determining the Herring ABC. So it's a little bit different. I don't know that it's exactly covered by all of this. That one's a little bit of an outlier, I would say, frankly. So the answer is no, it's not precisely covered by all of these.
Anything further? Ready for the question? Actually, we need a motion, don't we? Oh, we have a motion. You ready for the question? All those in favor, raise your hand. Thirteen in favor, opposed, abstentions, one abstention. Motion carries. Anything else, Paul? Okay, that's it under this agenda item. We'll move on to the Herring Committee Report, tab 5. Doug Grout.